You've written another book called The Treasure Principle. In fact, last time we had dinner together, you mentioned the fact that we've talked about happiness, your book on happiness, heaven, if God is good. But we've never really dealt with this book. And this is a fantastic little book because this book can literally change your whole view on life and certainly on the topic of giving. And it's called, Randy, The Treasure Principle. What is the treasure principle?
The treasure principle is based on Matthew chapter 6, yeah, where Jesus says, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, mm-hmm, where moth and dust destroy, where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourself treasures in heaven.
Yes.
And there, moth and dust do not destroy, thieves don't break through and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And what he's saying here is what the book of Ecclesiastes recognizes. You can't take it with you. And that's a saying that a lot of people, you know, have used. You can't take it with you. But Jesus says, no, you can't take it with you, but I've got a paradigm shifting concept. You can't take it with you, but you can send it on ahead. Mm. Take the treasures that you might be tempted to just lay up for yourself here on earth, and instead, mm-hmm, invest them in God's work. Give generously to God's kingdom, to further his kingdom, to help the poor and the needy, to evangelize, to reach the lost, to translate the Bible, to give to your local church that preaches the gospel and disciples and mentors and cares for the family of God and reaches the world, and then you will have treasure, eternal treasure, that will never fade away in heaven awaiting you, so that when you go to heaven, your reward will be there.
Do your giving while you're living, then you're knowing where it's going.
Exactly.
That's right.
Exactly.
And I read that in your book. And that's a good
That's a quote from Ron Blue.
Yeah. That's a good quote.